Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in today's episode, we're going to talk all about stress, and we've got a guest host who's going to interview us, Carol Gabrielli. Welcome, Carol.
Hello.
All right, so Hello. Let's jump right in. Go ahead, and let's jump right into the questions.
Okay, so our first question, gentlemen, is why do you think focusing on stress is important?
All right, Peter, you want to start with that one?
Sure, because stress sucks the life out of everything that's good in your day and makes worse everything that's challenging you. And because life is the road trip that we take to reach the new milestones in our lives, like a graduation, a marriage, a new job or promotion, and life events like having a baby or falling in love or finding your calling, and goals like buying a house or sending your kids to college and retiring early, but you don't have to put your living on hold. You don't have to put your enjoying your day on hold till you reach these destinations. You don't have to have all that stress that you experience to get there, because with a 5-minute track pit stop, doing nothing more than looking or listening, you can drain your stress away and get back on track. And that is what people deserve and need.
Wow. Good answer. Peter, what is that, man? Wow. Frank, what do you got, buddy?
You know, stress is the body's natural response system to get organized and to be alert, awake, and aware. But what happens is when the stress is too much, and it's called negative stress, we are overstressed. And that's what we're focusing on. You know, most of the time of the day, we're in a certain level. That's okay. But being too stressed, overstressed, mostly by what we think about or what we worry about, things like that, gets us in a negative spiraling down. That's why focusing on stress is important, especially to get out of these loopholes and to go back to normal. That's your natural way of behaving. And your body feels great, but too much stress, it's not a good thing.
Good stuff, Frankie. You know, I'll tell a little story. I remember this one morning I woke up and I was ready to just, you know, take on my day. I had a great plan going. I had three things I wanted to get done that day. And right before I started working on my first project, I get a phone call. And, you know, naturally it's a crisis in somebody else's world. And I've got to deal with that. And not only was it stressful to be taken off track, but I wanted to, you know, try to get this thing done quickly. And it ended up being like a whole day thing. So at that time, I didn't have the tool that I have now, which is just to kind of click on an app and just maybe take a breath, watch something, listen to something, which would then reset me. So it's so simple how sometimes our mind just needs a little bit of reset. And then when we get that, we can go back on track. And so now I have the tools in the Road Ahead Cafe app to, you know, get me back on track.
Yeah.
All right. What's your next question, Carol?
You want to talk about some of the things that cause these stressors?
Yep. Peter?
There's only one thing. Like I said, life is a road trip, but you're not in the driver's seat. Another part of you, the part I call your protector, is driving. In psychological terms, you could say your protector is your brain. Research shows us that your brain is a bean counter. It's constantly calculating whether this or that will cost you value points. Like, could this make me look stupid? Could this make me feel out of touch? Could this make me look old or irrelevant or boring or incompetent or unpopular? You name it. All those things reduce your sense of your value as a person. They take value points from you. And it never really matters what actually happens. It only matters what that brain protector thinks that means. What does that mean? Is it taken away from my value as a human being? And when the brain, the conditioned brain protector, gets scared, it triggers a release of chemicals into your body, and you can feel their effect. So you aren't stressed. Protect her stress, but you feel stressed because of all those chemicals rushing through your body. And that's what causes stress. Protectors fear that something, anything that's coming down the track or has happened or might have happened or will happen is going to cause you to lose value points.
Good stuff. Dropping bombs, Peter. Frankie, what do you got?
You know, when you think about stress, it has to do with our mind, or you could say our ego, to have the need to control life. The essence is that we don't accept that life is flexible, it's fluid, and we don't know what next moment will bring us. But that causes a lot of stress because we want to be in control of that. The essence of life, for example, we're all entrepreneurs. The essence of entrepreneurship is that we are a creating force, that we build something new, and when it is successful, we follow that path and feel a flow and fulfillment in that. That's tapping into the essence of life, creation. Every time creation somehow, some way is being blocked, it creates stress. Well, it doesn't mean that you're working for a corporate or something like that. You don't create things like that, of course, but it has to do with tapping into the essence of life, and the essence of life is to be a creative power. Stress, negative stress, especially want to control the future. Every entrepreneur knows that tomorrow you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. We have to deal with that. And the way we do this in our mindset is control the future. So one of the things we're doing, we think about the past, what went wrong, ask people. They often don't tell you what went great. You say, well, this is what happened. I missed college. I should have done this. I better listen to my parents, stuff like that. I wouldn't have gone gambling and threw all away my money, things like that, you know. Or they are afraid of the future, never about the present. I guarantee you that if you're in the present, really in the present, you have no stress. Stress is related to thinking about the past, worrying about the future. So stay in the momentum, stay in the now, and then you will be stress-free.
Wow, Frankie, bringing the heavy artillery. Good stuff. So I remember one time I was in this networking meeting and I met this young lady, Belinda, and she was teaching me not only in that particular meeting, because she asked me about my birth experience, but she was teaching me as we became friends about separation. And being that I'm the connection guy, I remember this vividly. She said that any type of separation, especially from the connection, either to the divine or whatever consciousness we feel is that thing that holds us firmly, maybe grounds us, is causing that stress. That's kind of like that separation. So when we lose connection, when we get untethered, sometimes that makes us feel uncomfortable. And like Peter and Frank both said, you know, that triggers not only the physical, but that chemical situation. And so it's disconnection, right? If we get disconnected from our source, whatever that might be for you, that causes stress. Carol, what's the next question?
So we're lucky enough to have a tool, and our tool is the Road Ahead Cafe. Why do you feel that the Road Ahead Cafe is good tool for helping people deal with stress?
Peter?
Because it's not bad enough that we have so much stress in our daily life. We also have too little time to deal with it. Now folks have an app right on their phone where in 5 minutes or less, they can shed excess stress. And it requires very little effort on their part. Members can choose where, when, and how often to get and drop to, they want to drop the stress that they're experiencing. And it goes beyond reducing the stress that they have, refueling their spirit for the road ahead, which is sort of like taking a refreshing nature walk or an invigorating shower to reduce the stress. It actually effortlessly retools your mindset so that those things that used to smack you in the face as you go through your day just flow past you. You become like Teflon, baby. Stress stops sticking to you.
Good stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what about you? What do you think about it?
Well, Peter, we have a new nickname for you, Peter Teflon. Okay, Peter Teflon. Wow, that's good. So whatever Peter Teflon just said, I agree with that. But the interesting thing is, we asked also our audience to say, what could we do more to help you in a better way to be less stressful, for example? So if you are on a road and it's the road ahead and life is a journey, it's very, you know, it's very important that you once in a while park your car and get out there and just relax and enjoy the scenery. Trek is a way to enjoy your inner scenery, to enjoy who you really are, to connect with Pete, what Rick just said, connect to your source, to go to the source of inspiration, whatever that may mean. That means 5-minute meditation, just looking at your daily spark and think about it, or just sit in the car and look around and enjoy the scenery. It's also fine. For us, it's a way to help you to relax more, do some self-care, and enjoy life.
Good stuff. Thank you, Frank. So, you know, I remember growing up as a young guy, I never drank coffee. And everybody around me drank coffee. Certainly my father, all the adults, they all drank coffee all the time. It was like a ritual. And I was not a coffee drinker. So I grow up, I get through high school, I get through college, I'm not a coffee drinker. I become an adult, and then I'm in the middle of my adulthood, and then I'm kind of getting into, like, you know, late 50s, early 60s, and I finally start having a cappuccino or an espresso, and I'm thinking, this is pretty good. So I become sort of not really a coffee drinker at home or a daily coffee drinker or every morning, but I like to go out and have a cup of coffee. So I go to the coffee shop and I find that there's some peace there and some quiet and some solace. And then I meet Peter and Frank and we create the Road Ahead Cafe, and it's got like a little bit of it. It has this coffee theme in it. So for me, when I go to the app, I feel like I'm in a coffee shop. And we even have things in there that make simulate the view of a coffee shop like you see behind us, or the sounds of a coffee shop. And so I have this romance with being in the coffee shop. I can be alone, but I never feel like I'm lonely. And that's why I love Track and I love the Road Ahead Cafe. Carol, what do you got next?
So the next question is, do you have a favorite pit stop focus?
Oh, well, for me, I like to do each day's 5-minute pit stop, because it's like eating all the food in the meal, the vegetables, the meat, the soup, the salad. It's a well-balanced meal. And every day of the week provides an essential nutrient for a healthy spirit. And then throughout the day, I set my watch to remind me to take a 1-minute pit stop as soon as I can. And that keeps me topped up, keeps me going on the road ahead.
Terrific. Peter, Frank, what about you?
I like the loving kindness meditation, and the reason is why, because I know when I'm grumpy, I have a very bad impact on people and on myself. It's not really fun to be around with me. So being more loving kindness, expressing that feeling and creating that vibe, first of all, it helps me tremendously. And secondly, I'm much more fun for the people I meet. So loving kindness is a daily reminder to focus on the essence. Yeah, the essence of life for me. Just have fun, smile, enjoy life. That's it.
Good stuff, Frank. So I remember discovering, kind of uncovering, that I had ADHD or ADD or just hyperactivity, even though I was told as a young kid, this guy's hyper, and don't give him any soda or candy anymore. So as I'm aging, I'm trying to figure out how to handle this as a newlywed, and, you know, this is, you know, it's becoming a bigger problem because of lack of focus. So I remember figuring out, you know, ways to get focused. And then when I discovered that people were doing this focused work group stuff in these different rooms and whatever after the pandemic, and then we three, Frank, Peter, and I came up with this coffee house concept, which is this timed, you know, focused work group thing that quickly became a favorite spot for me. And we have two of those a week currently. And so it's a way of me getting some work done. It's really hard for me to pin myself down. Nobody can get me to focus. And so this is one way of me finding my focus. So I like the coffee house. All right, Carol, what's next?
So would you please tell the audience, why is this app so important to you?
Oh, Peter. It's important to me because of what it can do for people. It's important to me because Frank, Rick, and I are creating something which is desperately needed in the world today, an effortless approach that reduces daily stress and yet takes very little time. So I think of what your life, your daily life would be like if you weren't always dealing with stress. Think of what you could accomplish, what you could do during that day, how much you would enjoy whatever you're doing so much better. That's why to me, it's really important that we find a way to show this and share this with people.
Thank you, Peter. Frank, what about you? Why is it important to you?
Okay, yeah, what would I do when I had to stop at a gas station of life? I think the most important thing is to enhance my inner peace, relax, and to be enjoyable for myself and other people. Track is exactly what we're trying to build for people, something like that they can relate to, because we know, we see, and research also shows us to reduce stress is number one focus point in life. So why not create an app in which that's creates an opportunity for people to experience that? So that's my reason why.
Good stuff, Frank. So I remember my uncle Jimmy bringing me into his wood shop when I was a young kid, and he was making furniture without power tools, and he was just building from scratch. And I looked at him as an inventor because he never had a plan or a blueprint or anything. He just made this beautiful stuff, and then there it was. And so I used to say, "You're an inventor, Uncle Jimmy." He'd say, "No, you're an inventor, Ricky." And he would help me make these little things out of wood. And then when I got into the body shop, I'd be making these things and always looking to make a tool. So I think the inventor in all of us always wants to create something that is that thing. You know, whenever we see a brilliant, simple invention, we say, "Why couldn't I have created that?" So when I got together with Frank and Peter, the first thing we wanted to do was create something. So the podcast was the first thing that was, you know, going out to the world and the messaging. But for me, the reason this tool is so important is because I want everyone to know about the brilliance of Peter and Frank and how much they've helped me in my life. So I want them to be able to get out there in a bigger way. And that's my passion. And that's why I think this tool is so important, so that these two guys can be highlighted in their knowledge and their wisdom and their care for fellow man and woman could be, you know, reach the masses. So that's my passion for this, is to have people find out about how brilliant my two partners are.
They don't know.
Yeah, they do. Carol, what do you got?
And finally, put your thinking caps on, fellas. Where do you see track developing in the future?
Okay. Well, you know, you start from where we are now, where we've come from. Rick, Frank, and I are committed to getting closer and closer to providing folks with the most effortless way to handle the stress they have in their daily life. So each day when I get up, I ask myself, how can I make track more effortless, more effective? And we're constantly tweaking processes to make that happen. So every month at track is better than the month before. You get on track, you become a member, and after a week you think, "Man, how did I do without this?" Well, the answer to that is, wait till you see what it's going to be like next month, because it's going to be even better, even easier to use, and even more effective. And that's how I see it in evolving.
Good stuff, Peter. Frank, what about you? What's your vision?
I think that track is probably not the only one, but probably one of the best apps in the world right now to help you to change your belief system. If you just look around, look at the news, and look around and look at yourself, we all have our beliefs. And one of our beliefs is that there's a lot of negativity in ourselves and in the world. And that causes stress. Again, that word stress, negative stress, I would focus on. So what could we do to create a kind of place, a kind of hub, a kind of safe place, a kind of parking spot, yeah, on your road to reflect, to retool, and to refuel? Because that's our focus, what helping you to refuel and retool so you have a better day. And track is a way to do this. And I think it holds a great future for all of us. And I believe it's needed and can be very big. And I'd love to create it with my fellow partners. And also, Mr. Rick, I mean, you know, although we may be the guys with the content, not always true, Rick has a tremendous and tremendous influence and impact on how we create this all three together. We are a unit of three.
Thank you, Frankie. I'll Venmo you later. So the way I see this evolving is I'm always trying to drive simplicity and less, and always saying, let's cut that out, let's cut that out, let's cut that out. How do we get to the lowest common denominator? And so for me, the simplicity of, you know, being able to have that one thing, because each person needs one thing at a time. And so my hope and my vision for this is that it becomes even simpler, it becomes even quicker. As Peter said and Frank said, it becomes even more effective for you. And so if you're listening or watching today, hopefully you find that one thing there, because that's what I'm always looking for. I'm always looking for one thing, again, to feed my need for focus and my simplicity. So, you know, I think that easy is my mantra. Do nothing and accomplish everything.
It always works for me because I'm not very clever. So the simpler it is, the better.
Simple is good. Well, Carol, thank you for jumping on and being our wonderful host today.
Yes.
Peter, you have any final thoughts?
No.
Wow. Frank, any final thoughts?
Yeah, one sentence I often use: what you think about or think about, you bring about. What are you grateful for today? I mean, you are going to spread the good news, and that's counterbalancing any negative stress, guaranteed.
Good stuff. Good. Thank you, Frank. Well, thank you for joining us again on the Road Ahead Cafe. If you feel a little better and you feel you'd like to pay it forward, ask yourself, who do I know who also might enjoy this podcast and app? Don't be shy. Share the good vibes. We look forward to getting together again with you soon. And remember, savor your day today. Woo! That's a wrap. Good stuff.
Thank you, Carol, for doing this.
Yes.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Great job, honey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.